Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dom.
I am Jamie.
And welcome back to the Cutting Room Floor. Sorry we missed a week. Life gets hectic. You know, that happens. But we're back on schedule. Guys, before we even get into this, go ahead, like this video, subscribe, because we just know you're already going to like it, right?
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. All the Sean Baker fans.
You know, it's our arrogance has to shine through. No, I'm just joking around. But for real, guys, help us out. We appreciate it a lot. Drop some comments. Let us know what you thought about this movie, because this is a major awards player today. We are talking about Anora, 2024, directed by one of my favorites, Mr. Sean Baker, Palme d'Or winning film.
So what does that mean for those that don't know, the Palme d'Or?
Palme d'Or is the best award. The film awarded it's an award for the best film at the Cannes Film Festival in France. And, you know, that festival, it's a little different because, it's a little more artsy than, some of the more mainstream awards. But Cannes is where some of the best movies of all time premiered. We got Pulp Fiction at Cannes, Taxi Driver,
What about The Substance?
The Substance.
Did that premiere at Cannes? I'm wondering.
It did, and okay. It won Best Screenplay.
Okay.
So,
great.
The Substance, it's one of my favorite movies ever freaking made, bro. I've watched that movie so many times, it's not even funny. It's not funny how much I watched The Substance.
And if you haven't watched our video on The Substance, you need to go back.
Yes, go watch it. That's a good episode. It's a great episode.
Yeah.
Because you got to pump it up. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry. It just hit me.
If you've seen The Substance, then you'll get that reference. It just hit it. Oh, that's so funny.
That is a great film, yeah.
It's a great film. But Anora, man, so this film is up for six or seven Oscars. It's up. So it's up for Best Picture, Best Actress for Mikey Madison, Best Director for Sean Baker.
Wow, he's up for Best Director.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Best Screenplay for Sean Baker. Best Editing for Sean Baker.
He wrote this on his own, didn't he?
He did it all, pretty much. Wrote, directed, edited. Am I missing a category? That might be it. It might be a makeup or something. I don't know.
You told me this before, but the one dude is the taxi driver from Tangerine, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I like him. He's really grown.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, in the past decade, he's gotten incredible.
A lot of people said he should have truthfully got a supporting nom for this. And I was like, I'd be there for it. He was one of my favorite characters in this.
Yeah.
Because, he really grew from... I mean, he's in Starlet, one of his old films. I think that's 2011 or 12. He's a Starlet. No, he's in Prince of Broadway. That's like 08, and he's really good in that. He plays this guy who is there in New York City, and they're selling fake purses, shoes, and shit. And, he runs one of the little front stores. You know, it's like, oh, come in, we're selling this cheap shit, but in the back we'll sell you fake Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
He's in that. So he's in that. He's a Starlet. He's in Tangerine. He's in the Florida Project. He's not in Red Rocket. And he's in Anora. In the Florida Project, if you're wondering who he is, he's a hotel owner.
That's right. Yes.
He's not in a lot, but
that is the last time we talked about him. You're right. And that's when you said he was in Anora as well.
Yep. That's okay. Sean Baker's boy, man.
Yeah, he's great. Boy.
And I'm like, I mean, he owes a lot to Sean for putting him in all. I mean, now you're an Oscar nominated film.
Yeah.
A lot of eyes have seen. So I think he's going to get some roles outside of Baker movies. I hope he does. I think he deserves it. But anywho. So, yeah, this movie's up for a lot. And it was the big snub of the night at the Golden Globes. Came home empty-handed. Lost to Emilia Perez.
I know how you feel about that.
And it just keeps getting worse. That's a whole podcast on its own. We may get it. That shit is crazy.
After you and Cora were telling me about it, I did see, not that my phone stalks me, but stuff started coming up. In my news feed about it. And I was like, oh, God, that is terrible.
Dude, her and the director, they're like, oh, let's have a race so you can sink this movie faster. Jesus Christ. And I feel bad for Zoe Saldana.
She's great.
She was good in it. And she's sitting here like, bro, I got to defend myself and defend this shit.
Yeah, she's
trying to enjoy award season.
I've been in probably half or more of the highest grossing films of all time.
Yeah, bro, I'm like, she's in the highest grossing film of all time.
Yes.
Like, one and two.
But also, like, the Avengers,
Guardians.
Infinity War, Guardians.
Yeah.
The Star Trek reboot.
Yeah, bro, she is. Yeah. Honestly, she is in a bunch of...
Dude, Drumline.
Drumline's a classic. I think that's the first time I saw her was probably in Drumline.
Yeah.
I love Drumline. That's a good film. So, let's get some stats for you. Rotten Tomatoes, 93%.
Really?
Yeah, pretty high. It's IMDb, 7.8. Also pretty high. And Letterboxd, a solid 4, which is a pretty good score. So, you know, the people like it. Now, one thing about this film I have heard, a lot of people think it's overrated as far as much love and attention as it's getting. I think it deserves the love and attention.
If they say it's overrated, as not a big of a fan of Sean Baker as you are, because I'm new to his work.
New to his work, yeah.
I would say everybody but Mikey Madison, I think, was great in that film.
Yes. So we're going to get to Mikey Madison, because I have...
And it's not that she was bad. I think the type of character she plays annoys the hell out of
me. Oh, my... Bro. So I've seen this movie, like, a few times now. And on each watch, she just annoys me more and more.
After Bonnie
runs away, she's awful.
Oh, my God.
I was like, God, Mikey, man.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to want her to win.
Yeah.
Because of that reason.
Yeah, just that scene makes me want
to. From there to the end.
Yeah.
From there to the end, she drives me insane. Like, I do think she plays the role well. Obviously, she did what Sean wanted her to do. And Sean, he said, I know why he cast her. He saw her Once Upon a Time, and he was like, that's who I want. And every movie I've seen her in, because I know you said she's in that show.
Yeah, Better Things.
But every movie I've seen her in, she's acting like a damn fool, screaming like a freaking psycho, like a banshee. She's going crazy. Every film I've seen her in. And I'm like, I just want to see her do something different. From what I've seen,
she's like a whiny teenager.
Yes, this probably falls right in line with what she's done. Then,
So maybe she's typecast.
She is, and that's no shade to Mikey, because I do think Mikey has the potential to be a great actress. I'd really,
because she's in her early 20s.
Yeah, right? And bro, and let's not, and look, we'll get to her performance.
Okay,
So this film.
It's Pretty Woman.
It's Pretty Woman on meth is what I call it.
And that's a very accurate, it's very succinct.
Yeah. I'm like, and it's Pretty Woman on hard drugs. So,
yeah.
Because this is a Sean Baker movie, and it's going to look good. It's going to be pretty, because there's some beautiful shots in here. It's very crisply edited. There's a lot of things to like about this film. And the way I'm talking about it right now sounds like I probably don't like it.
No, but
and
that's I know you like it because you were raving about it.
Yeah, I was.
Until you saw The Substance.
No, bro. Once I saw The Substance. Well, I saw The Substance before I saw
Oh, you did. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and but man, The Substance it shot everything else from. The only thing that really blew me away post-Substance that's like awards-worthy is... Actually, I liked a few movies. I'm going to point out three just real quick.
Okay.
The Brutalist,
mm-hmm.
Conclave, and Wicked. I really like those three movies.
Oh, you did like Wicked.
Wicked was fire, bro. It's a magical, fun. If you
wait,
like,
I thought that. Didn't Cora tell me you didn't like it? Cora tell me that?
No, she didn't see it.
Oh, she was upset that you saw it before her.
That I saw it before.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, she's like,
Wicked was really good.
Yeah, because I didn't even want to watch it. And she's like, I want to see it so bad. And I saw it. She's like, oh, I still haven't seen it. And I'm like, well, sorry. I was like, look, I'll give you my flash drive. You can watch it. She's like, well, I don't have time. I'm like, just watch it in parts then. Like, watch another hour later, and then cap off the 45 minutes. But whatever.
Yeah, because it's...
It's fun, but I'm like, once you get in it, you're going to want to finish it.
Yeah.
You know, because
it makes me think about The Wizard of Oz differently. Mm-hmm. We'll have to do a Wizard of Oz episode.
We might have
sometime.
To do
it
with, yeah, we could do
and tie,
Wizard, like, Return Oz.
Oh, Return Oz.
Should we do The Wiz too?
Yeah, like any kind of.
It's all the Wizard of Oz, like, spinoffs and adaptations.
Yeah, really. We should do maybe like a month of it, because it's like so many. Like The Wiz has to be on its own.
It does,
because The Wiz is its own. Yeah,
it's a slightly different story.
If only because of the Reese's wrapper on Michael Jackson's nose as the Scarecrow. If only because of that.
Wow, so funny, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's a movie. You know, we should do this because I haven't seen it in probably like 16 or 17 years.
And I think, I don't know if he directed it or he wrote it, but Joel Schumacher had something to do with it.
Really? Interesting.
Because he started out as a costume designer.
He might have directed that, bro.
He started out as a costume designer way back when.
Mm.
And he, you know, I remember I watched it for the first time because, you know, for Rich was like, got to watch The Wiz. And let me take one first.
Yeah.
And then... it was, believe it or not, she wanted to watch it, and I was watching the credits, and I was like, holy shit, because it was right after Joel Schumacher had died.
Yeah,
right. So I was like, this is, in honor of Joel Schumacher. So he had something to do with the film.
Well, he was good, man.
Yeah.
He was
good. I mean, Bat Nipples.
Bat Nipples, baby. It's a classic.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, yeah.
Nora. We got way off course.
We did.
We were talking about Wicked. Yeah. I was like,
that's right.
Where the fuck do we go there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did enjoy those three movies a lot. Conclave is a film that it's weird. I can't get it off my mind. I keep thinking about it. Yeah, because it was just the way it was done was just. Because I went into it thinking this is about to be a boring-ass religious movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be Oscar bait, all that, which it is Oscar bait to a degree, but it's the good kind of Oscar bait. It's kind of Oscar bait that doesn't bother you. It's kind of Oscar bait you want from a film, not that you expect from a film. So, and if you watch it, you'll know what I mean. And the performance, yeah, Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome.
And Edward Berger really directed his ass off. I think he got snubbed for a director. But anyways, Anora, Sean Baker, the man.
Yes.
So this film, it's got all the great stuff going for it. I like the music in it. I like the shots in the strip club, like especially at the beginning, the opening scene is really cool.
Yeah.
He's really good with cinematography. Whoever his DP is great. It's well acted.
I think DP is extra. I believe.
Chill. It might be. It's extra. Absolutely. This guy. Ignore this guy. Ignore this guy. That's right. This guy. What are we going to do with this man? Everything looks great about this film. I think it's well edited. It's well acted. All that. My issue with it, if anything, is the thing that he's probably going to win the Oscar for if he wins one. And that's the screenplay. And it's not that the screenplay is bad. It's a Pretty Woman screwball comedy on drugs, which is a fun time. I just don't think this screenplay is nearly as strong as some of his other ones. It's not nearly as strong as Red Rocket.
I was going to say, Red Rocket.
Far better screenplay. Yeah. It's way more original. It's more fun. It's funnier. Although this movie is funny, the parts of the Armenians they are fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
said I have a concussion, take me to the hospital. Yeah. Oh, you're fine. all the stuff with them is great, but this movie, one thing, Sean, like I said, it's got a pretty style, so it flows nicely. It could be shorter, it could be shorter, but it flows nicely. It does have some good. I think some strong themes in it. And I do think the ending is quite magical and beautiful. Even though I kind of wanted
the ending?
The very ending, yes. For what I think it represents and I think it ties everything together. And we'll get
there. Yeah.
The ending. So this movie stars Mikey Madison. Mikey Madison is a stripper and an escort in New York City. And guys, when I get to quotes and stuff, I'm going to censor myself with some things because there's some words we just can't say.
Yeah.
They say.
Yeah.
So just be warned. If I say something, use your imagination. Mikey is, she's a great stripper. Listen, Mikey Madison, she learned how to strip. I ain't going to sit here and say I wasn't enjoying what I was seeing. I mean, she was moving, man. I was like, damn, bro.
She was so good at it and so trashy, I thought.
I was like, man, bro, she rubbed it bare all on him. His pants going to start ripping through, start burning through a little bit. Nah, she looked good in this, man. She looked great. Her body, she clearly was working out hard, man. She's tight all over. I think she spent a lot of time with strippers prepping for this role, which obviously is going to help out. So I do think she did her homework there and really brought it for this. And I think she understood the assignment and knew what Sean wanted from her and did what he wanted from her. I think he made her a star because obviously she's nominated everywhere. She's probably going to win a Critics' Choice this weekend.
He's made her a legitimate star. He did. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he did. She's going to get she'll be in, bro. She'll have four movies in the next 2 years.
She'll
four
be in a good movie. She'll be in a Marvel movie soon.
I don't think she would do it.
Really?
I think she wants to go the more traditional route.
That's so like more indie. Indie cred.
And I hope she does. I mean, at this point, listen, if you can get in a Marvel movie, if it's the right one with the right director, sure, take it. But don't Madame Web yourself.
That's a Sony Marvel movie.
You're right.
Unless it's actual, like, I'm working with Tom Holland on a Spider-Man.
Yes, that I might do.
Then,
if James Gunn called me, let's get it. You know?
Yeah, because that would be, he's DC now.
Oh, yes.
He's the head of DC Studios. I mean,
she could be in a DC, either or. She could do a comic movie.
She could be Zatanna, who's a magician.
I mean, I don't know what that is, but she might be good. I don't know what it is. She could have, I mean, hell, Mikey Madison could have possibly played Harley Quinn. Who knows? I mean, she's crazy enough. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's crazy because, you know, Margot Robbie looks, whew, as Harley Quinn. Jesus, I love Lady Gaga.
I know she did so well.
She was so, I just love that woman. Bro.
It was different, and because it wasn't trying to, like, ape what Margot Robbie had already done with the character, that's what made it great.
That's what made it good. I was like, I can appreciate these two versions. Yes. I was like, because they're different. They're not the same Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And I was so glad she, because I thought, I was like, she could just try and like take a Margot Robbie approach because obviously that worked.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she did her own thing with it. But anywho.
Yeah, because Margot Robbie was more of like a sexed up version of the cartoon.
She was. Yes. Yes, she was. Yeah. She was more like a cartoon where Gaga felt like, if Harley Quinn was a real person.
Yeah, kind of grounded. Grounded in reality.
Not the crazy makeup and all that. You know, she was fun. But Mikey Madison is going to be a star. So this movie starts out, we see her dancing, stripping, make me a money belt. She was getting paid, though, man.
Yeah, she was.
Damn, man. I'm gonna have to be a Chippendales guy. I'm hitting the gym for you, know what I mean?
Yeah, just like, wear the collar and
give
the tie.
Me the bow tie.
Yeah,
the draws. Let's get it. She was making bread. She was good at her job. I mean, like, you could say what you want about sex work or stripping or whatever. It's still work.
Yeah,
these guys still make a living. And honestly, this woman probably makes more money than your average guy.
Yeah.
So.
But they're in New York.
The cost of living is rough.
Yeah.
You know, because clearly she was living with her sister.
Yeah.
And the cost of living is rough. But, you know, she was, bro, that first night they showed her in the club, she had made a couple grand.
I would think.
Bro, that money belt, when she said, bro, there was hundreds on that thing. I was like, dude, she got at least $800 around her waist right now. You know, she was taking a private room and she would do probably shit you ain't supposed to do. Let them touch you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, listen, I ain't been in a strip clubs a lot because I think they're kind of disgusting. But, it's not the women or anything like that. So don't take us the wrong way.
It's the patrons.
It's the dudes that be in there that skeeve me the fuck out. The women are fine. I'm like, man, first time I went to a strip club, do this funny story, I'll make it quick. I was 18 years old. I went to Show and Tell in Philly with my boss at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Blockbuster?
No. This was, I was working there too. I had two jobs.
Okay.
But I worked at a sports center in downtown. And my boss there, I won't say his name because, he's a good dude. I love him. That was my dude. But he was like, Dom, you know, hey, listen, I'm trying to strip club. You want to go? You're 18 now. I was like, yeah, fuck it, man. I'll go. And he was like, cool, dude. I'll pick you up. We'll have a good time. Well, dude, he picked me up. We got drunk as fuck. And, dude, it was a fun time. I ended up pissing on a stop sign. It got wild. And we went in there. And, dude, you could BYOB. So we came in with two cases. And we finished, like, almost all them beers. And, bro, I was like, I ain't been that drunk off beer since.
Wow.
It was wild. He ended up doing some illicits and hanging out in the back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw you. These are some of the most disgusting dudes I've ever seen in my life. It was rough, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, the strippers, some of them, they were all right. I wouldn't. They weren't for me.
That's the type of place where gender fluid is when, like, Ice-T and the gang bring a black light in to find evidence.
The place would be brighter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
can't see.
Yeah, I was it's like, too bright. It's bright as hell in here. Weird when they paint the walls. Like, yeah, it was a good time. I had a blast.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
I bet anyone who finishes in there probably has a blast.
This guy is on fire today, man. And this is the perfect film for this kind of joke. But so it was a good time. But strip clubs, like, I mean, listen, they were like, you can't touch these chicks. You can't do none of that. I mean, I didn't even get that close to any of them, bro, to be honest.
Maybe that's what MC Hammer was singing about.
You can't touch this.
Maybe he was a
bouncer.
Yeah. Please, Hammer.
And Hammer time is when they fuck up, and you gotta put them in the fucking place. So Nora, Annie actually
Annie.
By. Yep, Annie. She doesn't like Nora because I guess it's her Russian name or whatever. And Nora's grandmother was from Russia, and she never learned English, so she had to speak Russian, I guess, a big portion of her childhood. So while she's there, her boss is like, hey, I got these Russian dudes in here. They want somebody who speaks Russian. Go on over, holler at them dudes, make your bread. She's like, all right, whatever. So she meets this kid, Ivan, but she calls him Vanya. And he's anorexic. I mean, he's skinny.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 16.
Well, I think that's on purpose.
I get he's supposed to at least, he was 21.
He said he was 21 because she was 23.
She was 23. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, this kid, he looked like a teenager. Like, I just got my license. Like, dude looked like he got his first nut of hair on his nut, bro.
I think that was the point, though. Like, he was supposed to look younger than he was because he's immature.
He's so immature. Oh my god! Yeah, Vanya's. Hey, look at him. So they have a good time. They hit it off, and you know, she gets his number, and he's like, "Yeah, I want to see you outside of here." She's like, "Cool," because you know she's also an escort. And this motherfucker is rich as fuck. Well, he's not rich.
His folks are. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking some Russian, like,
oligarchs.
Some Russian oligarchs out here going crazy. Yeah. Like,
not the American oligarchs we have.
No.
But the Russian
ones. Russian ones. Which is scarier.
Yes.
His house, my God, this place is crazy.
Yeah. The tracksuit Dracula's from that Hawkeye comic.
Tracksuit Dracula's. But yeah, he's. That's funny. But, dude, she goes over there, they strip, they fuck, they have a good time, smoke a little weed, whatever. He explains to her who he is and who his father is, and she's like, holy shit. And she's like, this motherfucker got bread. I'm guessing these people are billionaires.
I think that's what oligarchs are. They have to be billionaires to be considered that. Yeah.
Like, super, like, bees. Like, if you got a house like that that you don't even go to, you rich.
Yeah.
You on some next level, like 0.1% of people rich.
Yeah.
But so she's impressed, obviously, by all the glitz and glamour. He's got everything. But she's so blinded by this, she can't see what's right in front of her face. He's a fucking kid. None of this shit is his. And you can tell it's not his by how he acts with it. When he
doesn't
about
appreciate
the cars,
any of them.
Yeah. When they talk about the cars, when he shows the cars, he's like, well, I can't drive any of them. Why? Because they're not fucking his. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, if they're his, he can go drive them. It's like, bro, this house ain't his. None of this stuff is his. I don't know why she would think any of it was, because he doesn't fucking do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't work.
You're just a spoiled rich kid. Cool, that's fine. I'll hang out with you and make my bread off of you, but I wouldn't take you serious.
Yeah.
And that was my main issue with Annie in this movie. Is the fact she took this kid serious at any point at all. Because, I mean, you can see it from a mile away. And the kid and romantic side of me wanted to be wrong, but we all knew I wasn't. You know?
You're right.
he has a New Year's party, and he invites her. It's lit. I would go to this party. That place is lit. Because he's known around town for throwing some ragers. As they say, when they're looking for him later, they're like, yo, he throws some lit-ass parties. Dude, this party's sick. I would have definitely came up in here. I would have got schwazzy-wazzy. I would have had a great time. So after the party, they're having relations, and this kid has the worst stroke game in the world. And I'm like, dude, are you a virgin? Like, I'm like, yo, what you fuck? It's like you've never done it, or maybe a couple times. But, you know, that's cool. You know, hey, she taught him. But they're banging, and afterwards, he's like, you know, look, I want you to be my girl for a week because I ain't going to be here much longer. I got to go back to Russia and start working, actually making a living. And she's like, all right, he's like, how much? She's like, you know, like 30, 10 bands. And she's like, I'll do it, but I want 15. He's like, deal. And she was like, I would have did it for 10. But but I mean, hell, 15 bands in a week, I will take it.
Yeah.
Dude, just to fuck this little kid, get high, and hang out in this mansion for a week? Sure. Yeah no problem.
Yeah, go to that candy shop.
Where you can smoke weed up in there. The old bull's just like, whatever. I'm like, you know, this old bull's like, oh, yeah, you can get high in here. Sure. I'm like, yo, like, sure, it was like, at least go in the back. Like, I was like, yeah, bro, I'm like, go out back, whatever. But whatever. So she agrees to it, and she tells the club, I need to take a week off. I don't know if you noticed who the security guard was. It was June from Red Rock.
Yes, in the club,
And I was sick because I was like, man, I wish she would have had a little bit more of a role because June's hilarious. That's an STD? That's hilarious.
ABN.
Five ABNs. He said, I need money. Why don't you go sell one of your fuck trophies? That shit is hilarious. See, that's what I'm like. The writing of Red Rock is, oh, it's A1. But
yeah.
So she is, she's hyped up. She goes home, tells her sister, like, hey, she's like, I'll be back on Tuesday. She's like, but today is Tuesday. Exactly. She clearly didn't like this woman. Like,
and that was her sister.
Sister. Yeah. She's like, hey, did you get milk? She said, did you see milk in the fridge? No. Then I didn't get fucking milk.
Yeah.
Now, although that was mean, I'm with Mikey Madison on that because I'm like, bitch, if you didn't see it in the fridge, what makes you think I got it? Like, I got it in my room. Yeah, it's sitting right. It's in my bag. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, God. So dumb. But anyway.
It's next to the eggs because I had to take an egg loan to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, $12. But so they spent a week together. They have a blast, dude. Like doing coke, smoking a bunch of weed, playing video games. And I mean, for him,
he loves video
games. Yeah, he does. I mean, he's a kid. He acts like a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And the way he plays them is he was just butt mashing. Like, I play the occasional video game. You know, I like
button mashing.
But yeah, you know, that's.
Yeah.
I play the occasional video game, but not nearly as much as I used to.
You only do that if you're like doing the arcade version of like Street Fighter,
yes,
or Mortal Kombat, because you know there's
absolutely, facts. So yeah, he likes his games, and you know, listen, Annie, perfect guy score, because I mean, she gave him exactly what he paid for, fucked him whenever she want, hung on his arm,
yeah, was
his pretty little thing to take around, played her role very well. I'm like, hey, she give you the girlfriend experience perfectly. She was good at her job, I will say that. And she didn't ask no questions. She, you know, just, hey. But they go to Vegas. And
oh, yeah, because she convinces him. She says something about getting married. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And she's like, no, you're not serious. But isn't she the one who brought it up?
That's not how it went.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, they go to Vegas, have a great time. They stay in a suite that had to be at least $80,000 a night.
Yeah.
That place had its own pool, bro. That thing was great. I'm like, I wouldn't even leave my fucking room. I'm like, what for what? My room's nicer than most of the places I'm going in Vegas. I mean, obviously, on the Strip, you got the nice spots. But you go to Fremont, bro, it's like, that's hood Vegas, which I love. No, it's great, dude. You go to Four Queens and the Gold Nugget and shit. It's fucking awesome. But so they're in the bed. They fuck. And he's talking about how this has been a great week. And he wishes he didn't have to go. And she's like, oh, yeah, that sucks. And he's like, if only, you know, I can marry somebody, then I can stay here. And then he brings up marrying her friend, the one she brought to the New Year's party.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
He's like, or I can marry you. And then she's like, mm-hmm. That's when she's like, well, don't fucking joke about
that. Yeah, okay, like, yeah.
She says, I'm joking. And they discuss.
Oh, so he's the one who brought it up.
He did, yes. Okay. He brought it up. So
I had a misconception the whole time I'm watching it then.
No. He brought it up. Okay. It was him. So, because he wanted to piss off his parents.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He hated them. And because I don't know if you remember that line at the end of the movie when she does meet the parents, she's like, the mom calls her a whore and shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, and your son hates you so fucking much, he married a whore just to piss you off.
Yeah. And the dad starts laughing. Yeah,
he starts cracking. Yeah. That's one of my favorite parts. The dad, I was like, I love the dad. He's just cracking.
Yeah, because he realizes that it's true.
He knows it's true. And he's like, and it's 9 times out of 10 because of the mom. She was calling the shots, bro.
Yeah. And the dad, you could tell, he's like, she's right. I actually respect her now because she had the balls.
No one talks to that woman like that ever. So, and that's why he started cracking up. I would laugh too. I was like, that's funny as hell. But so they get married. Vegas style wedding. And I do love that. The whole Vegas sequence. I just love Vegas movies.
Yeah.
Vegas. So that's all fun. And it looks beautiful.
Yeah, we just got married.
We just got married. He's got a dope fit on, though. He got the leopard shirt on, bro, with the chains. He looks looking fresh. Looking like a young Chalamet.
He kind of was.
Yeah, he was looking like a young Chalamet when they were in Vegas. But Chalamet definitely pulled more chicks, but.
No. This kid would have more money, though, basically.
At least Chalamet makes his own money.
That's true.
You know, man, shit. It's crazy he's dating Kylie Jenner because, like, God, she could buy him, bro.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
Oh, yeah, she's a billionaire, right?
Yeah, super rich. But, I mean, hey, whatever, man.
Maybe she did buy him.
She probably did. She was like, he was like, man, I'm going to play Bob Dylan. She was like, who's that?
Yeah. Is it a pickup game?
Yeah.
Is it Horace? What are you doing?
Right, yeah.
I'm going to sing to him, Horace. Does that count?
Fucking nuts. So they have fun. They get married. And he buys her a very expensive ring. Was it 6 carats?
Something. Because she said, like, at least 3.
Yeah, and he was like, I know 4.
Yeah.
Five, I know 6. It was a nice ring. It was beautiful. Very expensive. But so they get back from Vegas, and, bro, they're living like a little married couple. She's playing her job as the doting wife.
What
she thinks a doting wife is. And, I mean, listen, for their age, how she was acting before everything falls apart, I mean, what else would you want from your girl at 21?
Yeah, that's true,
I mean,
because they had maids.
Yeah,
they had people to make the food for them.
Yeah, I'm like,
so you're right. Like, what else would that life be?
And listen, this isn't my quote. I'm going to say a quote I heard from a dude. I'm not saying Isaac is not mine. I'm saying I feel this way. But a kid at that age, he wants the 3 S's, sex, sandwich, silence. And that's what she gave him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like,
I always thought it was shit, shame, and shower.
Shit, shame, and shower.
either way. Yeah. That's what you do in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Maybe in that order, maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. I'm like, definitely shit first. some dudes will shave first and shower. Or shower first and shave. I don't know. I like to shave it up first and then let the hair wash on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just me.
Re-moisturize your skin after you
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I don't fucking shave.
Rehydrate, re-moisturize.
Clearly, I'm not shaving at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, still getting trimmed up, you know. But, so everything's going good. They're banging a lot, and she actually teaches them how to stroke and, you know, playing video games and doing coke and smoking weed and, you know, living the life any 21-year-old would love to live.
Yeah.
Until, of course, his guardians, for lack of better words, find out that this motherfucker got married.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because he's at a church, like a baptism.
And he leaves it.
Yeah.
Which he was doing it.
Yeah.
And he leaves it.
Yeah.
He left.
He's like, look, I got to go. There's an emergency.
Yep. He's like, I got to go.
Yep.
And the whole time he's on the phone with these dudes. And so these dudes go in the house. They start arguing with Vanya and Annie. And they're going back and forth about how he's got married. And, dude, it's funny because at first it seemed like Vanya was standing up to him until Vanya realized that, you know, this shit is kind of serious.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker runs away like a little ass bitch.
He does.
And leaves.
He's like, come on, let's go.
She's like, well, I got to get dressed. He's like, well, fuck you then. I'm like, this one was in her underwear, dog.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? The homie with the slick back hair, Tauros. Tauros chases after him. This motherfucker hits a patch of ice and busts his ass. It's so funny. Like, and this is where the movie picks up comedically, because this whole scene is, as much as Annie bothers me in it, it's a funny ass scene, bro. So he runs away, and hold on, what was his name?
The other dude.
Yeah, I got his name. I got you right here. Because Tauros was the guy with the slick back hair.
Yeah, and this guy's the bald guy.
Concussion. Yeah, the bald guy was Yuri.
Okay.
Or Igor, sorry. Igor. Yuri.
Oh, it was Igor. Yeah,
Igor.
That's the name of a fucking hunchback. The
hunchback, yeah, yes. She mentions that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was Igor, Tauros, and Garnick. Garnick was the main one, the dude from Tangerine.
Yeah.
So Garnick gets there, and he's like, where's he at? And he's like, he got away. He's like, how the fuck did he get away? You just grabbed the guy. He said, bro, I fell ice on the floor. I fell.
Yeah, he says ice on the floor, but it was outside.
It was outside.
Yeah,
like,
he does
ground,
say
bro.
It was on the
he
floor.
He said it was on the floor, yes. Because I actually have that quote.
Yeah.
And he fell, bro, the way he fell, too. It actually looked like it wasn't staged. Like,
yes,
I would have been shocked if, like, that was a happy accident. Sean Baker was like, yo, we're going to keep that. Because it looked so natural.
It did. I felt bad.
As soon as I just started laughing.
It's like, oh, my coccyx.
Damn. I was like, my fucking back and ass just hurt for you. And I'm a skater, so I know it's like the fall on your ass like that. It's never fun. But they're like, Annie is going crazy, man. She's screaming like a fucking freak. And they can't get her to calm down. She bites Igor, like one of the muscles. He's Russian, and the other two, Tauros and Garnick, are Armenian. And Igor, she bites him on his neck, bro. It looks like someone tried to kill him. That was insane. She kicks Tauros in the face so hard.
Breaks his nose.
That she breaks his nose and he falls into a glass table and shatters it. Bro, the whole right side of his face was fucked. I was like, God damn. She's throwing shit at him. It got to the point where they had to tie her up with a telephone and gag her. And they have a whole conversation about this marriage and how she's like, this is a real marriage. And they're like, no, it's not. And they're basically telling her everything she don't want to hear. We're getting annulled. You're done. You're going to go away. And she's like, no, not happening. This is my fucking husband. This is my, and she's like, this is a real marriage. He gave me a ring, all that.
He's like,
give me that
ring.
Fucking ring. And he takes the ring from her. And she's pissed off. She's like, that's my fucking ring. And like, but these people aren't unreasonable. Garnick's like, listen, in my eyes, this is a green card wedding. So the price of that is $10,000. We're going to give you 10 bands, get this shit annulled, and you're on your way $10,000 richer. You know, don't talk to this motherfucker again. Don't contact him again. We're done here. And I mean, honestly, I'm like, honey, you got to live a little fairy tale for like 3 weeks. Like, take the 10, call it a day. Because
because the next 25 total.
Yeah, that's 25 grand you made in less than a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's good money. I'm like, you made great money. You can buy a car you probably don't have. I would not in New York just because, like, it probably ain't worth it for her. But they're like, listen, we're going to find this dude. And all the while, they're telling her, this kid fucking sucks. You don't know shit about him for real.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been dealing with this motherfucker his whole life. Since he was six. He's like, that bed you're fucking in, that's not his room. It's his parents' room. His room's down the hall. It's got trains and airplanes and shit hanging up with it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's a fucking child. He's like, you're dealing with a kid. And I'm like, honey, how do you not see this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're so blinded by what
lust.
You want. All the lust. Because I actually do think she liked him.
Yeah.
Like, I do think
I don't think it was love.
I don't think it was love, no. But I do think she was attracted to him, and I think she enjoyed spending time with him.
She was in love with the idea.
With the idea of him,
yes.
But I do think she was enjoying her time. Like, I don't know how much she was enjoying the sex, but enjoying the time.
Yeah.
So
when you're getting paid, you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Baby, you the best.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? But so she's still wearing these rose-tinted sunglasses thinking this shit is all going to be good. And, like, we as an audience, we know how this shit's going to go.
Hell yeah.
You know, but even though we know how it's going to go, I will say this is where the screenplay is good. This middle chunk, Sean Baker gives us an odd, like, 30s, 40s style screwball comedy for the modern age with a bunch of weird quirky jokes and some psycho antics.
What, Toro's vomiting in
the... Vomiting in the car, one of my favorite scenes. Yeah. It just starts coming out. He's I'm like, oh my God. Said take him to the hospital. This dude, oh my God.
It looks like it was like foam. Bro, it was crazy.
We know he... Listen, if the homie, the main Armenian homie, if he's in a Sean Baker movie, and he's driving a car, someone's going to throw up in it.
Yeah, true. Right. Right. You're right.
That's this thing. Sean Baker's like, if you're in a car in a movie, expect someone to puke in it. And the smell is always going to be a problem. So, Sean Baker has his little things he likes to put in his movies. He likes donut shops. He likes puking in cars. You know, he likes sex workers. Like, we know what he likes.
Is there a donut shop in this film?
No, candy shop.
Candy shop,
Now, if there was a donut shop wherever they shot this, I'm sure he would have opted for that instead. Though, which would have been cool because I'd be like, man, that's just the theme, you know?
Yeah.
But anywho, so they're like, all right, we got to go find this motherfucker. So they go on a wild goose chase to find Vanya, and they go through all his friends, and Igor smashes up the candy shop because his little fucking friends were trying to act hard.
Oh, right?
Why y'all acting hard? Just call him. Like, for real, just call him. Obviously, you know Annie. You know it's his wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, so.
Yeah, they just hung out with her.
Yeah, y'all just hung out with me all damn week. So y'all know. Just call him. I'm like, yeah, I'll see him. See if he answers.
But see, maybe they were thinking that would have affected their lifestyle with him because they were using him.
Yeah, you're right. Also. You're absolutely right. That is true. They might have thought that. But they get this old man's candy store all busted up.
I'm like, and then he comes walking out.
He's like, what the what?
Yeah.
I'm like, and
I need some weed.
Oh, yeah. The one. The But, oh, I forgot to mention, Yuri Borisov, who plays Igor, he's up for Best Supporting.
Is he?
Yes, I totally forgot about that.
No,
that he's very good. Yeah, he's one of the best characters.
Yeah, he's one of the most, even though he's, like, totally shut off, he's one of the most, like, emotionally grounded.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was like, he's the only one with a heart here.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's the only one that can see how fucked up this situation actually is, whether or not you think she deserves, you know, something out of this. That's up for debate, but he does see the fucked up side of it.
Yeah.
And he's probably fucking can't stand Bonnie either. You know what I mean? Everyone can't stand.
Yeah, because he's 30. This dude's 21. Yeah. He's had to probably deal with him since he was 10
probably
or 11.
Since he was probably 21 or 2. Yeah. You know? So, yeah. So they go all over, man. They go to like some little Armenian little festival or whatever looking for him. They go to the candy store, they go to the billiards hall. He was like, oh, we told him how to play billiards 5 years ago. She's like, really? 5 years ago? That's when I started crying. I was like, yeah, bro, you think he's at the, that's where he's at 5 years ago. But they go to all his favorite clubs and bars, and eventually, you know, they go through a bunch of crazy shit, which we'll get through in rewatchable scenes. Yeah. But eventually, where he met Annie, which I forgot what the name of the club is called, but he's back there.
Yeah, she's like, he's at the name of the club.
Name of the club.
Insert club name here.
Yep, absolutely. And her homegirl calls him like, yo, Vanya's here, and he getting a dance from your rival stripper.
Yeah, your arch nemesis.
Your arch nemesis stripper, you know?
Yeah.
Because she gave her man a dance. It's off screen, it's off camera, but they talk about it, and the chick is mad. And I get that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, I'd be like, I'm not dancing for you. You're my coworker's dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not sure.
But if he flashes the money, he's a paying customer.
That is true.
So like, so do you blame the dancer then? Or do you blame the person who's paying for it?
The dancer has the right to refuse to dance.
It's kind of like, you know, with, let's say, undocumented immigrants working. Do we blame them for working?
Oh, in that case, I think we blame the people paying them.
Yeah, because there's someone paying them to try to stiff taxes and to try to get away with something. And they don't suffer any consequences.
Absolutely. In that situation, definitely blame the guy paying them. But in this situation, I'm going to blame him.
Because she's just working for the money.
She's working for the money, but she can turn down the customers, though.
Like, but do you see them as customers, or do you see them as like that's my rent, or that's a carton of eggs.
I mean, it's,
look, that hundo is a carton of eggs. You know,
I mean, honestly, it goes both ways. You can look at it.
I think it depends on the club.
It depends.
Or the customer. Or
the customer, absolutely. Yeah. But if it were me, say I'm a Chippendales guy, and I'm like doing male stripping, and one of my homies, they ain't even necessarily got to be my homies. They clearly didn't like each other, but a coworker. This girl comes in and she's like, "Hey, Don, I'm gonna dance." I'm like, "Ain't you the dude I don't like, girl?" Yeah, I'm like, "Nah, sorry." Yeah.
But see, you have standards.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna. I just don't. It's not worth the drama for what? For her to give me $50, $100, however much.
Yeah.
Now, if this guy now, she came in and was like, "Yo, I got a band for you. I need to dance." I'm like, "Yo, I'll be right back." I'm like, "Hey, homeboy, I need to talk to you for real. Because listen, you let me dance for your girl, I'll give you 200 of it." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all can argue at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you'll still be 200 richer.
You'll still be 200 richer for doing no work. All right, feller? So, yeah. Everybody got a price.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Everybody got a price. So. Yeah. I think that could be a whole episode in itself. But so she's pissed off, and she goes in, and they find Vanya. Finally, they find this dude, because they've been looking for this dude all fucking night.
Yes,
and he's drunk as fuck, and he's
just, because they were at breakfast.
Yeah, they went to breakfast. Yeah, they went out and ate. And I love the whole when Garnet gives a speech to all the young kids about their generation, how they're only concerned with TikTok and Instagram, how they don't work and don't do shit. I love that speech. You know, even though, you know, I'm a millennial, but I'll be a slightly younger millennial. So I can connect with the Gen Zers on certain things. Not a lot, but certain things. And, you know, I laughed at it because I see it all the time. But I'm like, you know, I am a product of the cell phones too, so I can't sit here and say I'm not. But they get this dude, finally get him out. They're like, "All right, cool, we're gonna go get this annulment at the courthouse." Well, they didn't get married in fucking New York.
Yeah.
So it ain't gonna work.
Oh yeah, because they go to the courthouse.
Sorry. Yep. He's like, "Wait, you went to fucking Vegas without telling me?"
Yeah.
No, he's like, he's pissed off. And that scene's funny because like Annie's trying to explain her side to the judges. He's like, "She shouldn't be talking. She's lying." Like, they're just saying all this shit. And so they got to get. So, yo, his parents pull up. They pull up on a private jet. They got to take the private jet to Vegas and get to the annulment. Well, Vanya's being an asshole.
And one of the worst lines in the film is when Vanya tells her, he's like, "Well, I had fun.
I had fun. Thanks. Thank you for making my last week in America." So,
oh yeah, that's what it was. She's like, "I'm glad you had fun."
Yep, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
That's
what that song's about.
I think so.
I thought so.
It's like Robin Williams, his very first comedy special on HBO from 1978. He says towards the beginning, he's like, "I'd like to thank my father for coming."
I think he definitely didn't mean he was in attendance.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, that's
probably the most brilliant joke
that's fucking
of all time.
And it's technically a clean joke.
It is, technically.
Technically. You know, it depends on how it was written out when you wrote it.
It depends on who's listening.
Yeah, that too. You know, if it's the lady from Saturday Night, it's clean.
Yes. I'm so glad his father could make it.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, I'm so glad.
Yes.
That's a gold shower.
Yeah.
That movie's fun. I'm so mad that movie got so overlooked this award season.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
That movie's
fucking great. It's so funny. But so now Annie is realizing this kid's a piece of shit. His parents are pieces of shit. And the only decent people here are these three motherfuckers.
Yeah, the one she was fighting
for. Yeah, fighting with. These guys are the only ones with any kind of fucking morals or decency. They're just doing their job.
Yeah, they're the only ones who actually care what happens to her in some way.
In some way, because like even Garnick was like, "I'm going to get you paid.
Yeah,
I'm going to get you paid." He was like, "Listen, they go get the annulment. She fights with the mom. And it's pretty funny. We'll get there in quotes and rewatchable scenes." And I don't know if you remember, you probably didn't notice this. The chick working at the desk when they get the annulment, the blonde chick, It's Dinah from Tangerine.
Really?
Yep. It's her.
Wow.
Small little role. That's like Sean brings his people along.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
She's also a starlet, too. She's in a few of his movies. I was like, oh, shit, it's Dinah. She's like, her name is, I don't know, Desiree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know, bitch.
Forgot about her. She's the one at the in the hotel room.
Hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Cindy's dragging her ass across town, yo.
Yes. Oh, yeah. With like the one flip flop.
One flip flop.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. Oh, it's been a while since we've seen her.
Yeah. She looked. Yeah. We did that a while ago.
Yeah.
She looks terrible. But she's in there, yo. That's remember, she gives the jacket to the chick. She gives her the jacket back and gives it to her. She says, is this real?
Oh, yes. Like,
shit,
yes.
I'm about to sell this today.
Yeah, because it was like mink or something.
It was Russian. It was Russian, something like that.
Yeah.
I have it in quotes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Garnick was nice. He's like, dude, you can even stay at the house tonight.
Yeah.
And, like, get yourself together. Igor's going to fly back with you, stay in the house with you. He's going to take you home in the morning, give you your money, take you to the bank. Like, they made everything really easy for you.
Yeah.
Like, truthfully, you got a couple weeks off of work, and you made $25,000.
Yeah.
It's not a bad – like, yes, you wanted the whole lifestyle.
But then she has to go back to work.
You got
to
go back
to work. She already quit.
You already quit.
Yeah.
You want to go to a new club.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you actually came out on top in this situation. The only reason you didn't come out on top is because you were so fucking stupid to think this was real.
She was greedy.
You were greedy. Greedy and
greedy. Greed and self-interest is
naive.
It's like the downfall for most people.
Absolutely. She was so naive. Like, you think this guy, come on, man. This is.
It's her, people, we were saying the other day, people want like the Cinderella story, mm-hmm. but Cinderella started out wealthy, became poor, and then became wealthy again. Yeah, this is like.
She just got back to where she was supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like a reverse Cinderella.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. She wanted the rags to riches. Well, it's usually rags to riches back to rags.
Yes. That's the reality. There's so no happily ever after.
There's never. Yes. So Cinderella's the reverse. It's riches to rags to riches.
Yes.
But she started as riches, so that's what she's supposed to be.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's how life goes, but in storytelling.
Context, storytelling. To like what Cinderella was. Yeah.
Absolutely. So Annie goes back to the house with Igor. They smoke a fat blunt and share a couple cigarettes and have an interesting conversation, which we'll dive into in quotes. And in the morning, Igor takes her to the bank, gets her money, takes her to her house, kindly takes her bags out of the car, gets back in, hands Nora the ring. And she couldn't. I don't think she could actually believe that he got it for her because, one, she treated this man like absolute trash.
She did, yes.
The entire time. And he still was so sweet to her because he had a little thing for her. He thought she was cute. He thought she was pretty. He liked her. And I think he saw something in her that
he didn't want to.
He did not want to grape her.
Yeah, grape her. I'm sorry. I was using a quote from the film.
Yes, I know you were.
Yes.
But that was one of the words talking about earlier.
Yes.
So. Yes, he didn't want to do that, and I think he genuinely liked her.
Yes, and that's why he wouldn't do that.
Yep.
And because he didn't elaborate, and she got offended.
Yep.
But because I don't. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. She did get offended, but he gives her the ring, and she pays him back for it, in the only way she knows how.
Yes.
With her body. Because that's how she's paid with everything. Because everything in her life
is a transaction.
Yes. Absolutely. Everything's been transactional prior from the time she was 15, 16 years old.
The crazy thing is, he did that out of the goodness of her heart. And so she ends up essentially graping him.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't even ask.
Happening. Yeah.
She didn't even ask.
She just did it.
She was just like.
And he's like.
I mean, he's like, shit, I gotta stop. But hold on. Like, we're the Trojan man. I'm like
Trojan man.
I'm not banging hookers raw.
Yeah,
no sir, man. Imagine getting a hooker pregnant.
Oh, jeez. Isn't that one of the theories behind Jack the Ripper? Like one of Queen Victoria's sons got one of those prostitutes pregnant.
That's
so they had to kind of cover it up.
That might be true.
I mean, there's a lot of – I forget what it was in From Hell, Because Alan Moore wrote the book that movie was based on. So, you know, my man Alan Moore.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah. I think it was a doctor, right?
Wasn't yes.
it Ian Holm or something? Was that him in there?
I think so. Yeah. I haven't seen that since it came.
No, because Hughes Brothers
did it. Yeah. And that showed a lot of range from them.
Yeah, it did.
From their 90s stuff. Because
weren't they more like inner city?
Yeah, they did like Menace to Society and like
yeah.
Presidents and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Two hood classics.
And then From Hell.
Yeah. Yeah,
a period piece.
Yeah, and then yeah. and then they're like Book of Eli and like
yeah, oh yeah, yeah, they did that.
Yeah, they really stretched out, you know, their range there.
Yeah,
they were kind of underrated, but they broke up, man, and I don't think they want to work together anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, twin brothers can't get along. So good.
Well, they could always become twin sisters. Like
hey, if they become the Hughes siblings,
yes,
maybe it'll work back
yeah,
out.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. Yeah. Maybe that's the problem.
Chill. They need to chill. Anywho, so Annie sleeps with Igor.
And then that's the end of the film, right? They're in the car.
He tries to kiss her, and she won't let him.
Oh, yeah.
She punches on his chest and starts crying out of frustration.
Yeah.
And he sits there and holds her, and that's how it ends.
Which is that because, like, you know, was it in Pretty Woman where she's like, no kissing, it's too intimate?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, wait, so we can fuck, but kissing is too intimate.
It is. Kissing's far more intimate than sex.
I believe it is. Don't get me wrong, but it's like...
I don't want to kiss. There's tons of girls I would rail from behind that I wouldn't put my lips on her mouth.
I understand.
Like, I'm just... And guys, I know that makes sound. I'm probably the worst motherfucker in the world. But I'm going to be honest. I'm not the only person who thinks like that.
Wow.
If I want to kiss you, I like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm into you. So... Oh, I ain't kissing everybody.
Listen. I understand. Look, you never kissed me.
Yeah. Nope. Hasn't happened, buddy. And you know, it takes the wrong way, but don't hold your breath.
I won't.
I think you'll be all right, though.
I will not hold my breath.
Yep. It's all good, especially when you're getting kissed. So they... I think the ending was beautiful because I think the ending kind of summed every single theme up in one.
Hmm.
It showed us who Igor was and how I think your average guy actually is.
Hmm.
Because every guy she deals with is a disgusting motherfucker for the most part.
Yeah, exactly.
Not disgusting. Like, listen, no. I'm not saying guys that go to strip clubs or anything
are disgusting. I get it. Think about Vanya. He was an entitled asshole because of who his parents were.
Yep.
So he felt that he could, like, buy her.
Yes. Yep. I can do whatever I want. That's exactly who he was.
Yeah.
And money only makes you more of what you already are.
Yeah. And it just amplifies it. You're right.
And Igor, you could tell he was raised by his grandmother. Yeah. But with good value.
Oh, it's his grandmother's car. He lives in a grandmother's apartment. Yeah.
So clearly he probably has been staying with this woman his whole life.
Yeah.
And she probably brought him up to respect women.
Old school values.
Old school values. Treat them well, you know. And that's why when she was bringing up the grape situation, he's like, I would never fucking do that. Like, that's never crossed my mind. Like,
yeah.
You treat me like crap and I'm still respectful to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still thinking about you. I brought you a scarf because I knew it was going to be cold.
Yeah, that's right.
When you gave me no reason to bring you a fucking scarf.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I poured you a drink on the plane because I knew you were stressed out in the moment hearing what was going on.
Yeah, that's right. He did hit her.
Bro, he had her back the whole fucking time.
Yeah,
and she treated him like trash the whole fucking time. And I'm like, I'm glad he got a little pussy at the end because I'm like, shit, man, she was being a dick to you. Got you the ring back. He just brought you a $40,000-$50,000 ring.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
That, yeah,
she really actually came out, bro. She came out probably close to $100,000.
Yeah.
Probably like around 70 grand.
Yeah.
With the ring and the money she got. Bro, she came out on top. Because I'd be like, this ring, whew, I'm going straight to the jewelry store. Like, about to get some bread for this. So, let's jump in these categories.
Yeah.
All right. MVP of the film, who you got?
Believe it or not, Igor.
Igor, Igor Borisov,
And the other dude from Tangerine.
Oh, Garnick.
Yeah,
Rasmik. I don't know. I always forget his real name. I just know about his characters.
Yeah.
Rasmik's Tangerine, Garnick's this.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's the best character in the whole
film. I think he is as well.
Yeah.
He is an MVP. Igor's an MVP. So is the guy who plays Tauros. Yeah. All the goons are MVPs.
Yes.
I literally...
The goons. That's a good
The
yeah.
goons.
Yeah.
I had Sean Baker.
Yes.
And I did have Mikey Madison. And here's the thing. And we can talk about her now since we went through the film. And now I'm just going to say this because I've seen this movie now a few times. And I will say with each watch, her performance lessens for me.
Really?
It does.
Wow.
It does. It lessens for me. Because, God damn, she's so annoying in that
yes.
second half. She's yeah. screaming so much, and she's being such a fucking evil little person. She's being so mean.
She's like an immature brat.
She is. She's
yes.
having a temper tantrum.
Yes.
She's
yes.
throwing a temper tantrum. She's literally kicking and screaming.
Yes.
And I'll scream if I'm like, look where you're at. Who here gonna hear you? Just gonna do something.
Yeah.
I'm like, so they had to gag her, and I don't blame her.
Well, there was that security guard out.
And what he gonna do? He knows where his checks are signed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He knows which side his bread is
like,
butter.
He's like, they just have a little fun up in there, man.
Yeah.
She is a prostitute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so exactly. I've seen her.
Yeah, I've seen her work.
I let her come in.
Right? He's like, I let her come in. He's like, I was watching through the window when she gave him the strip tease.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, shit, I've seen her work. I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? I think she gave a good performance. I'm happy she got an Oscar nom. I'm happy for her. I'm more happy for her future.
Yeah.
She's going to have a bright one.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till she works with someone who wants to do something else with her.
Yeah.
I've seen her scream and kick and act crazy a good amount of times now. Scream 5. Scream and acting crazy. Once Upon a Time. Scream and acting crazy.
Mm.
Anora, screaming, acting crazy. I'm like, woman, you, this is what you are getting typecast. You're only 26 years old. We got to break out of this now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to start having like that Chalamet type career. Cause he's done everything now.
Yeah.
Action, musicals, comedies,
yeah.
sci-fi, games, period pieces, yeah. gay movies,
biopics.
That's yeah. what I'm like, this kid has done everything. He's not even 30 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you want to start, you know, getting to that level. Like, you know, my girl, Saoirse Ronan, is starting to get to that level. She's starting to branch out. She's done a lot of different stuff now. So, you know, it, you just know, in my eyes, Saoirse Ronan can do no wrong.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, she's just a goat. But I do respect Mikey's performance. I think she answered the assignment perfectly. If this was a test that Sean Baker administered, she would have got A+.
Yes, yeah.
But for everyone else, because I know a lot of people that didn't like her performance, but think she shouldn't be getting as much attention. For
yes,
her.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I've seen people that I like the film, but I think this is Baker's masterpiece, not Mikey Madison's.
Yeah.
And I agree with that as well. Mikey is good in this, but I wouldn't give her no Oscar over Demi Moore.
Yeah.
I would actually even take Cynthia Erivo from Wicked over
her. Oh, yeah.
Now,
is she nominated?
She is.
Oh, good.
I would take her over Mikey Madison.
Just for wearing those glasses.
Bro.
Wicked.
Bro. She killed it. She was good, man. The Mariana. That was the one.
Well,
she killed it.
That film kind of solidifies. We'll talk about it. When
yeah, we'll probably. Yeah, we're gonna do Wicked.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mikey, I'm proud of you. Bright future ahead. I just don't think this is your moment. Unfortunately, I think we're in more time right now.
It's the beginning of her moment.
It's the beginning of her moment.
Yeah. So like,
now everybody know who you are now.
Yeah. So now you're right. She can get better roles where she's not just kicking and screaming.
And she's going to work with bigger directors.
Yeah.
You know, give it 6 years, she'll be in a Nolan movie. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, yeah, yeah.
You know, she'll probably end up working with it.
Nolan could do the sequel to this, and it could be called, like, Contraception.
That's fucking great. You know, that's great. We got to get Leo and Christian Bale in.
Yeah.
Best quotes. I'll start running
hey,
through.
Please.
All right. Does your family know you're here? I hope not. Hell, she's talking to the dude at the strip club.
Yeah.
He was like Indian Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yeah. That scene. That was the weirdest conversation.
That's a conversation only two strippers would have.
Yeah. Indian Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yep. I got dollar signs like a real hoe.
Oh, yeah. The tattoos, oh, yeah, the tattoos. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're so classy.
You're so classy. Yeah. Yeah. Like, great. He said I look like his 18-year-old daughter. Then he bought 5 dances from me.
Yeah.
Also, you acting a fool, bro. Ugh. Yeah. At least you're not acting on it, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't have cash? Let's go to the ATM.
Oh, yeah. Right over there.
How do you know Russian? My grandmother never learned English. Did you pick up milk? Do you see milk in the fridge? No. Then I didn't pick up fucking milk. Which was one of my favorite quotes from her, because I'm like, oh no, she's being a fucking bitch.
And the way she delivered that line, that's how you would feel.
Yo, yes. I was like, yeah. I feel her in this moment like, woman,
yeah.
If you didn't see no milk, where did you think I put that milk? In the cabinet? Like, come on, bro. Like, you're tripping.
Yeah.
You want to put this on, or you want me to put it on for you?
Nah.
That was when she first, you know, got with Bonnie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know who that is. Google him.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
You want to mind your fucking business? You're making it our fucking business. When she's talking at the strip club about Vanya and the chick, that her little rival.
Oh, yeah.
And then right after that, she says, ginger cunt.
Oh, she's maybe that's why I wanted to call her Strawberry.
Yo,
believe it or not,
she was a redhead.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
That was Strawberry in 10 years.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That was Strawberry when the porn career.
Yes, yeah, that's what she had to do.
Kind of funny. Oh man, if it's a boy, no, I don't want a sausage party. When she asked if she could bring her friends to the New Year's party.
Oh yes,
and you know what? I'm sorry, that's relatable, bro. Don't nobody want a party full of dudes. It should be 3-to-1 girl guy ratio at a party all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I would have done it for 10.
Yeah.
When you give me health insurance and a 401k, then you can tell me when I'll fucking work.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back on Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Correct. The boss is blind as fuck. He can't even hear us right now. Helen Keller ass bitch. We're in the candy store.
Yes, yes.
Smoking weed in the fuck, hitting the fattest bong in the front room of a open business.
Yeah.
You can walk in and buy stuff.
Yeah, because was that like a, it's like, on a boardwalk?
It was on the boardwalk. Yeah, yeah, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. You know, it was open. You mean I have to wait? I'm fucking with you. When they get to Vegas and he's messing with the concierge because of the suite. He's like, we cleared out your suite. You know, someone's in there. We got him out. No problem. We're just cleaning up. He said, you mean I have to fucking wait? That's what I was like. Oh. Like, when he sounds like, he's just playing. He ain't that much of a dick, is he? She said, you want me to be your little wifey? We asked you to marry.
Oh, I hate that term, wifey.
Wifey, yeah. And hubby.
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking Cinderella. You know me so well. I give it 2 weeks, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Jealousy is a disease. Remember that, Diamond.
Diamond.
That was her name.
Yes, her name was Diamond. Yeah.
Diamond, not Strawberry.
Yeah, sorry.
She had to upgrade from Strawberry.
Yeah, she was a hard ass, so they called her Diamond.
Yep. What'd they say? What'd they say when you told them, when she asked him what his parents said?
Oh, yeah.
And he completely ignores her. If he's telling you to take it outside, then fucking take it outside.
Yeah, when they come in, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Put me on fucking speaker so this hooker can hear me too.
Hooker?
Hooker, yeah. I'm not a fucking prostitute, you Armenian piece of shit. This is when she starts going crazy.
Yes,
bro.
Yeah.
Your motherfucking, yo, you're a motherfucking shaluha, whatever it is. That's a Russian term. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
We are not getting a divorce because you tell us to, so you can go fuck yourself. Excuse me, get the fuck away from me, please. You don't need to tie me up. You are staring here, and you're getting this marriage annulled. You heard my boss. Fuck your boss. I'm glad I broke your fucking nose. You are so fucked. You're going to fucking prison. He did not leave. He's going to get help. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to get help. Oh, are you the Armenian fuck I was talking to on the phone?
Oh, my God, yeah.
There was ice on the floor. I couldn't climb on. She's an animal. She's a fucking little girl. She beat you both up.
Yeah.
She's not fighting like one. He's in your phone. Yeah, it's under husband. This is not a real marriage. You do not know this guy. I can't wait to have Ivan's children. I think I'm already pregnant. Oh, my Lord. Do you know why? Because he's a fucking child. That's why. He shamed his family by marrying someone like you. Assault! Assault! 1, 2, 3. You're in jail. Is she saying grape? Is that what she's saying? Oh. I need to go to the hospital, man. I feel like I got a concussion or something. Don't ask too many questions. Just pick up your fucking phone and call him. Fucking call Ivan now. This is the best. When they go outside, she's like, let's go to the car. He said, it's a 5-minute walk. Oh, walk, yeah. Come on, chop, chop.
Yeah.
You'll get cold if you don't cover your neck when he tries to get over the scarf.
Yeah.
Why did you bring that? What, so you can fucking gag me again?
Oh.
Like, Jesus, this girl, man. Yes, like, at that point, I was like, I'm done with this bitch.
She's like, see you next Tuesday.
Yes. Fuck it. Give me the scarf. I'm like, oh, but you gonna take it, ain't you? Fuck you, Russians. Well, find this fucker, even if it takes all night. 5 years ago? Yeah, I was like, 5 years ago, this motherfucker's not the billiard hall. Gets back in the car. It still fucking stinks in here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right here. It's not mink. It's fucking Russian sable.
Sable. That's what it was. Yeah, so I was sable.
Like, oh, that sounds very expensive.
Yeah, because a sable is a different cat, right? Or something.
Something.
Yeah.
You know, he fucked me much harder than he fucked you.
That is a great line.
That's a good line. And yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Because he's like, bro, I'm going to hear it for a month about this. Dude.
Yeah, if not longer.
Yep. You're a sorry ass bitch is what you are, when she finally tells Vanya. Only goal you have is to buy a pair of cool sneakers. No work ethic. Lazy. I've been working since I was 16.
Yeah.
I found him. I get to talk to him first. These guys want us to get a divorce. Not a divorce, an annulment. Duress my fucking ass. Your Honor, objection, she shouldn't be talking. Ivan is not your husband, and you are not a part of this family. Vanya, be a fucking man and talk to me. We must go on a fucking plane and fly to fucking Vegas. Get it? Mm. You know, I slapped the shit out of him right there. Yeah. Bro, I would have slapped him. Fuck that kid. So we're getting a divorce? Of course. Are you stupid?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Then after the slap, then it would have been a closed fist.
Yeah.
First, I'm getting a lawyer. Then I'm going to sue Ivan and you because I didn't sign a fucking prenup. And I'm taking half. Your life and the life of your family and friends. Everything will be destroyed. She realized in that moment, ain't no way I'm winning against these motherfuckers.
Well, see, I don't know if that was just the mom posturing, though. You know what I mean? Because most people would back down when they hear that kind of stuff instead of actually fight.
Bro.
Because she didn't sign a prenup.
Bro.
I'm just saying, like.
She would have got her ass handed to her.
Oh, of course.
They wouldn't even made it to court. She would have got Russian.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like her head rolling down the street.
They can't have that kind of press, even though they win in court. They can't have that kind of press.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, might want to be. Yeah. I'm glad to be divorcing your pathetic ass. You're a disgusting hooker, and your son hates you so much, he married one so he could piss you off. Well. Happy fucking birthday, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Igor's birthday.
His birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Anora. I like Anora more than Annie. Okay, says the fucker with the name Igor.
Yeah.
Igor means hunchback, you fucking weirdo.
Touche.
You should really try and learn English before attempting French. That was a good line.
Their conversation
was good.
That was the one time I actually enjoyed her acting.
Yes, I was like, she was funny.
Yeah.
She said, "You have grape eyes."
Which,
you know what I mean?
And purple eyes, of course.
Purple, yep. And then, you know, he hands her the ring. And he looks at her, and she looks at him, he says, "Don't tell Toros."
Yes.
"This car is very you." "It's my grandmother's."
Yeah. And he leaves it on the whole time. It's running the whole damn time.
And then he asks her, he says, "Do you like it?" And she looks at him for a minute. "No." And that's the last quote I had, because really, didn't really say anything else.
It's all
visual from there. And I'm like, you know, going through the quotes, there's some funny ones, but the Red Rocket ones are just like gold compared to these. And like, let me be wrong, it's a good screenplay, man. It is a good screenplay. But Sean Baker's written better shit than this. Even Floor Project, Tangerine, Red Rocket, I think all those are better screenplays than this.
Well, this one is more about, I think, the message.
It is about the message and the reality that some of these sex workers have to deal with and the fantasy that they live in.
And like how a lot of his films that you've had me watch, you know, the women, their only way of, I'm trying to think of the way to word it. Like we were talking about how sex is their currency.
That's their currency, yeah.
So like, that's the way that they're able to control what happens in their life.
Absolutely.
So even in like the Florida Project with White Trash.
Haley,
thank you. With Haley. And even in Red Rocket, my God, I forget her name. The one who's like, "Suitcase pimp."
Lexi.
Lexi, yeah. You know, because she's still
Bean Johns. Bean Johns on the Craigslist. Yeah.
So it's like, and even in Tangerine, obviously.
Obviously. They're streetwalkers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, that's the only way that they could control anything in their life was with their bodies.
Yep, because women hold access to sex.
Yes.
You know.
We talked about that before. Yeah, that's right.
Yep, women hold access to sex.
Yeah.
You do not get it if they don't want it. Because we always want it.
Yeah, so, of course.
I mean, listen, your woman, you could be pissed off at your girl. If she drops her knees and undoes your pants, you ain't going to stop her.
Yeah.
You got to be real mad to stop her.
You're going to have to wipe the lipstick off your hand so she doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're getting ready just in case she's not available.
This guy.
Get the googly eyes off.
All the lipstick. Yep.
Come again.
With the yarn hair, too.
Yeah.
All right, what's age the best?
Well, I mean, it's so new.
It's new, but I had two things.
Let's hear it, because you're probably right.
Mikey's Dancing.
Oh, yeah, she did really.
I mean, I was watching.
Yeah, she put her all into
it. She sure did.
And
Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas is always going to age well.
Honestly, the Armenian dude, the main dude who we've been talking about from his other films, Arnick. Like, I think his performance is the best performance in the film.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because he embodies the henchman who knows the gravity of the situation.
Yep.
And like everyone else doesn't.
Yep.
And obviously Igor does, and the other guy kind of does, Toros kind of does, but he's the guy who's like, this is fucking serious.
This is real. He's like, this is a real situation. And that's what it is. Like,
so I think that's living well, a too.
Fucking fantasy. You know? Yeah. And that's the whole thing. I'm like, I think a lot of people who live a lifestyle like Honora does do have, you know, delusions of grandeur sometimes. They think that this is it.
Yeah, this is my last big score.
This is my last big score. Yep, it's my last job. It's like the guy. Yeah. It's like our boy Foley from
Jack
Foley. Jack Foley always thinks this is it.
Yeah.
But where does he end up in the end? On his way to fucking jail with Sam Jackson.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So, and that is the beauty of people who live alternative lifestyles and make their money in alternative ways. They think this is the big one all the time. And us regular folks, we know this is just another diary entry.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't anything.
It's an anecdote.
Yep. And you're going to I see you in 2 months. You'll be sitting in that same place.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you're not. It's not saying you can't turn it around, but the chances are
it's
that's where you're going to be. In 5 years, Annie's still going to be shrimping. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
It's like the Good Will Hunting situation where Ben Affleck's character hopes.
Yep, hopes that, bro, you stop being a janitor and use that big ass brand of yours. He's like, I'm praying that you do not knock on my fucking door. And when I come to pick you up, you ain't there. Yeah. I look in the window. And he's like, you always there. And that's a great ending. When he goes to the crib and he ain't there.
I had to go see about a girl. Now, I need to know an unanswered question. Did it work out with Skyler? I need to know.
Oh, for Good Will Hunting.
Yeah,
for Good Will Hunting. Oh, yeah, Mini Driver, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we should do that film.
Oh, that's a great film. We could have, like, maybe, I think Robin Williams' birthday was in July. We could maybe do a couple Robin Williams
books. Yeah, like, that's a good idea. A
little tribute.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
He has done so much range.
Yeah, he has.
So many different types of characters. And what a great character actor and leading man. Like, it's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Anywho, so what's... Hook, man.
Yeah.
Hook.
I think it's underrated, but it's still a great film.
It's great. Everyone, bro. If you're my age, you love Hook.
Yeah.
All right, what's age the worst?
Her temper tantrums?
Yep. I had screaming like a banshee.
Yeah.
That's what I literally wrote.
Yeah.
I had not having a stroke game.
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta learn, man.
Yeah.
It's like Seth Rogen said in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Listen, bro. You got to start slaying some of these hood rats so when you actually meet a girl you like, you're at least mediocre at sex. That's true. I'm like, listen, guys, you don't want to fuck the girl you like a dickhead.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, getting married in Vegas has not aged well.
Yeah.
And I had screaming.
Yeah.
Most rewatchable scenes. I'll run through these.
Yeah, because
there's not that many. The opening.
Yeah.
Because I think that was beautiful. When she first goes to Ivan's house.
Yeah.
When she strips for Ivan in the living room.
Yeah.
The New Year's party. When they go to Vegas. When they get married. When the Armenians come.
Oh, yeah.
When they smash up the candy store. When he drives the car off the tow truck.
Oh, that's funny
scene.
Yeah,
crazy fucking Russians.
Yeah.
She was like, I was like, this guy's insane, bro. When Toros throws up in the car.
Oh, my God. And he just kept doing it.
Dude, what the hell was it coming from? It was just...
Yeah, like, dude, you didn't even eat. What the fuck is that? I'm
like, bro, it was probably stomach bile.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When they finally find Vanya.
Oh, yeah.
When they go to court in New York. That part's funny as shit. She shouldn't be talking. When Vanya's parents show up.
Oh, yeah.
When Honora and Igor smoke the blunt, have the conversation. And then, of course, the final scene when he gives her the ring.
Yeah.
Best characters.
The Armenian dude, Igor. I guess, honestly, the dad for laughing.
At he is.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really say anything.
Yeah, no, but you're right. Laughed. The mom had the balls in the shots.
Yeah, she definitely was.
She wore the pants, as they say.
Basically, the goons. I had Igor, Toros, and Garnick.
Yeah.
Worst characters, I had Nora, Ivania, and the parents.
Yeah.
Although the dad is
funny. Honorable mention
for
the dad.
The mom, I'll put her in worst. The dad can be floating in the
He's kind of...
Because he's only
in it for... support his wife.
Yeah, he's only in it for fucking 3-5 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
So.
He has to support his wife, unfortunately, but... He still sees,
like, God, this is right. She's not wrong.
Yeah.
She's like, and he's like, our son fucking sucks. Our son is terrible. I beat the shit out of him. And I know a lot of you people listening, and I know a lot of people love this movie. There's a lot of love for this movie. A lot of people had this number one as their best film of the year.
Wow.
And I had it at 3. Now I've seen it a couple times, seen some other movies that come out. It would probably get pushed to around 6 or 7. Because
you know the brutalist
moved up heavy for me. Yeah. That was my number two actually. And I think I'm moving Conclave up too, bro.
Really? You said you keep thinking about it.
I love that movie, man. I really like Conclave a lot. It was a fun time. And like, dude, Challenger's getting completely shut out is asinine and wicked. It's another one I gotta move up. Like that, I really fucking liked Wicked. I thought it was fun. And like a personal one, I won't say it's one everyone else is gonna love, but I love Blink twice too. from Joe Kravitz. I thought that was just a fun ass sign. That was a lot of movie talk. But anywho, nitpicks. I just have one. Why did she take this motherfucker serious?
Actually, yeah, that because if she wouldn't have taken him seriously,
it wouldn't have been no problem.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been like, you know what your job is, do your job, get paid,
leave.
And then if he comes back, do your job again.
Yep, do your job again. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you want to marry me? Pay me for it. I'm like, sure, I'll green card marry you.
Yeah.
I ain't got shit on. I got a boyfriend.
Yeah, why did she think it was more than that?
That's what I'd be like, bro, listen, if you're just trying to stay in the country.
And you're right, because when he was talking about it, he said to
it sounded like that was the goal.
Yeah.
Like,
and it that's wasn't why, like, hey, this is going to be forever.
Yes. And that's why Garnick was like, in my eyes, is a green card marriage.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He was right.
All right. Recasting couch.
I couldn't honestly do it. Like I said, if it was 10 or 15 years ago, maybe. Because I was like, Tony Shalhoub could be the Armenian dude.
Yep.
The guy who played Monk and Anton Yelchin.
Oh, he would have been great.
I know.
He would have been great back in the day. For sure.
Yes. And see, I'm like.
He's a little too old now.
Yeah, but like back then, I'm like, he would have been perfect. And Anton Yelchin would have been great.
As Vanya.
As Vanya.
Tom Holland would have to play him now.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately. You know, yeah.
Like, it's like by default.
Yeah. Know?
I got some guys. I got some guys. I did it. And it was tough with the Armenians. That was the toughest part. But I got some guys. For Annie, Honora, Anya Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. You did say that earlier. Anya Taylor.
That's who I like. The body type is there. The look.
And
I think she would have actually played it a little better.
Right now, she is a better actress.
She's a better actress.
Yeah,
she's
definitely.
Hot right now. I said the same thing with Nosferatu. I was like, Lily Rose was fine. But Anya Taylor was supposed to play it, but she was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she was doing Furiosa. So,
oh, wow.
Because that's Robert Eggers' girl. She's in like 3 out of 4 of his movies.
Wow.
So I thought she would have done a little bit better job than Lily Rose. But everyone loves Lily Rose, apparently. I'm the eyeball out. That's why we got to cover Nosferatu at some point. Because I would just really want to know. If you and me feel the same.
All right, I said something about The Flash. How about we put The Flash?
No. We'll do The Flash.
Are you sure?
We've been fiending to redo The Flash.
Yeah.
We'll
do The Flash. And then we'll do Nosferatu.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're still going to both done before the Oscars.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So for Annie, I had Anya Taylor. For Igor, I had 2. And my second one, I realized he's way too old, but I just love
Channing Tatum.
I thought about him, of course.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I think the top pick, I picked George McKay. The main guy from 1917.
Oh, the guy who makes it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I picked him.
He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. And I think his looks there, like in the face, if you look at their faces, they have similar features.
Yeah.
But my fantasy pick, who's too old, was Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, yes.
I thought he would have played it well, too.
Yeah, he would have.
He's too old.
He is now because he's probably around my
40s.
Age.
Yeah, I think he's older than you, dude.
Wow.
For Tauros. The guy who throws up.
Yeah.
Dev Patel.
Oh, Dev Patel would be great.
He would be great.
Yeah, and he's an amazing actor.
He is incredible. He can play Armenian, you know, and he just slick his hair back. He's got the skin color.
Yeah.
All that. Especially if you watch Monkey Man, when you see him in a suit, you're like,
I still need to see that.
Bro, that movie's fine. You don't like that.
I loved him in The Green Knight.
See, and I liked him. I didn't like that movie.
You didn't like The Green Knight?
I didn't, bro.
You never read Sir Gawain?
No, and that's what your daughter keeps telling me. I'm like, no, I didn't read it. I just watched The Green Knight.
Yeah.
And she's like, if you read that book, you would love The Green Knight.
Yeah, because that's like classic literature right there.
And I'm a classic guy.
No,
I'm a different fella. Oh, but yeah, that's what I had. So Dev Patel for Tauros. For Garnick, for our boy, I had Javier Bardem.
As it was written.
As it was written. I can see it.
That's perfect.
Yo, yes, because he can play it in full. Bro, you know, he's a big, tough dude.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He usually plays the big, tough dude.
Yeah.
And I love that he's so gentle and dude. That's so
funny. Yes, yes.
He's so funny.
As it was written.
As it was written. He's like, I told you. Yo, he's so funny in that shit. He's great. And for Ivan, Tom Holland. Who else?
Yeah, I mean.
Who else is that small and young looking?
I mean, Chalamet.
Chalamet, but Chalamet's too smooth to play Vanya. Like, he'd make him too likable.
Yeah, that's
true. He'd be like, oh, I like
Vanya. Yeah, because Tom Holland can make him awkward.
Yes.
He does with Peter Parker.
Yes, Tom Holland. And for director, this is a weird one. But I just felt like he could do it because I didn't want to use PTA again because that's what I thought of.
Although he would be great.
If I had to pick him, I would. But I wanted to go with something different. I want Noah Baumbach.
Ah.
I don't know. I just felt like he could do this.
Yeah.
I just felt like he could do this.
I think I've only ever seen Squid and the Whale
did. So good. Yeah. I love that movie.
But I could see it because I started to watch White Noise, but I didn't finish it.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just like when he works with his wife.
Yeah.
So that was one thing I liked about that film. And him and Adam Driver seem to have a good relationship. But you got to watch Frances Ha. Greta Gerwig starring, he's directing. Adam Driver's in it too.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good, like, post-college, I don't know what the fuck to do with my life film.
Yeah, I like those kinds
of things. Yeah, I'm like, it's right up your alley. It's a mumblecore film.
Yeah.
Great dialogue, all that. You're like...
What about Greta Gerwig, just for, like, the female perspective?
So I thought about her, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think... Because I thought about both of them. And I was like, well, which one would I want more?
Yeah.
And I was like, my only problem with Greta is I think she would put too much of a feminist eye on her.
So what if, like, because they're obviously, they can be a team. What if she would
do... Cope?
Yeah, and what if she would do, like, the stripper stuff to make it more, feminine.
Put a feminine touch on it.
Yeah, and then she could play with the other guys.
She could play with the set designs and shit, too.
Yeah.
She's great with, dude, what she did with Barbie, my
love. Incredible.
Yeah, I'm like, it's insane. So... Yeah, they would be a great team working on this.
Yeah.
He could direct the actors.
Yeah.
And she can do all the other shit. I think they'd be a great co-directing. She could. There's some scenes she would shoot better than
him.
Yeah,
I think.
Some he would do better than her.
Because some scenes, I think you need
a female touch, for sure.
You need to be more sensitive as to what these women are going through.
Yep. And I think, like, the ending scene, she probably would have did better with that scene.
Yes.
You know, than he would. So, yeah, that's, you know what? Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig, co-directors. Unanswerable questions. There's only one. What happens with Annie and Igor, if anything?
Yeah.
And what happens with Annie's life? Does she choose to go back to stripping and sex work?
Is she already pregnant?
Is she?
Because she said, I think I'm already pregnant.
That would be the best thing that could happen to her.
It might be Igor's now.
Oh, shit, that too.
But
shit.
They could say it's, what's his name?
It is, but you know they're going to get a DNA test, so.
Yeah.
But hopefully it is Vanya's.
Yeah.
Because then you can get paid.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
I'd be like, listen, I'd be like, or if y'all want to buy the kid from me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they could sell it.
Yeah.
Know? Like, people do that. And I'm not saying selling a kid is right, but people do
it.
Yes,
you are.
Oh, that's, guys, I'm terrible. But
it's at least $100,000 if it's a white kid.
Hell yeah. Shit, hell yeah, bro.
It's terrible.
You seen Juno, bro. She was.
Oh, yeah.
This shoot, man. They was willing to do whatever. You know, man. Shit.
Yeah.
My man, your boy, Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say Elliot Page.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. What a twist. What a twist. Hey, there's this movie where this dude gets pregnant from Scott Pilgrim. Can you believe it?
And then the dude from Arrested Development.
Yeah, yeah. And Electra.
Pregnant Carly. Electra and the dude from Arrested Development are giving her pregnant girl comic books.
What?
Great film. What? I do love that film. My man J.K. Simmons, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and Allison Janney, like, such good. Yeah. Whole cast is good.
And I do love Jason Bateman. You are correct.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. He's funny as hell. Prop you want from the movie. Mine's easy.
Stripper pole?
or the stripper.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That underwear she's
wearing? Dude, that striptease scene. I was like, my lord. Cora was like, I don't really think Mikey Madison's that good looking, but that was a good scene.
I think it's her eyelids are weird to me. I kept looking at her like, what is wrong with her eyelid?
Is she part Asian? She's got to be, right?
I'm wondering. Maybe.
She looks Asian to
but
me.
It's
like,
just,
not full, but like
but,
half.
But it looks like she has like twice the eyelids that most people have. Like, they look heavy. You know what I mean?
She's tired, bro.
Yeah, she could be. She's working
hard. She's working hard. That's
yeah,
all.
Working hard.
She's working hard. Working 9 to 5. Actually, twerking
9 to 5.
Yeah, twerking 9 to 5. Actually, yeah. Twerking like 10 to... 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked a double today. I worked 10 to 4.
10 to 4, yeah.
What? That's a double.
I went in at 8. We had the early bird special.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
Prop I want from the movie, The Ring.
Ah, yes.
This song can sell it.
I want, you know what? Igor's grandmother's car.
Yeah, it's a nice car. It's reliable, probably was well taken care of. Yeah. One owner probably got that many miles on it. Thing probably lasted 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Not even exactly. Kidding. You know, get a car from an old person, bro. Like, I know a dude, he got an old, I think it was a Regal from this old couple. Only owners had like 35,000 miles on it. But it was like 12, 15 years old. Bro, he had that car for like 12 years and it didn't break down. Wow. He just got better in life and was like, I'm gonna get a new car.
Yeah.
You know? Like, wow. I was like, damn, bro, I'm like, this still runs great.
Well, you know, those kinds of owners, they would always do the oil changes. Dude, yo, the
he was like the old bull was like, yeah, he was just kept telling me how, yeah, I cleaned it out every week and I made sure I did all this and that, oiled up everything and, you know, just took care of it. I had nothing else to do. Retired old dude.
Yeah.
His car, you know, so.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, Nora, that's the film. I think, you know, in a nutshell, I think it's a great depiction of reality in the world of a sex worker and how fantasy can get the best of your mind at times.
Yeah.
And how people are who they show you they are. Vanya was who she showed him she was.
Yeah.
And she just chose to ignore that. And, I mean, there's a ton of themes in this movie.
Actually, that's a really good way to look at it, because I think where we are right now, as a society, let's say, I think a lot of people are having buyer's remorse in certain areas.
Certain areas.
And I think what you just said rings true, like, people tell you who they are.
They tell you who they are. And if usually in the first 20 minutes of you knowing them.
Yeah. So, like, if you didn't know that whatever happened was going to happen.
You had blinders on.
Yeah, this mofo said it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you chose to think, like, oh, no. Like,
yeah.
And maybe, when someone does what they told you they was going to do,
yeah,
you can't be mad at nobody but yourself.
And the crazy part is, maybe that's why a lot of people like this film. Maybe it's like an antiseptic for whatever they're actually feeling. Cause they're like, oh yeah, I should have been smarter.
Yep. I think a lot of people realize like, yo, choices I've made in my life, things I'm sure it's relatable to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause everybody, male or female, and it doesn't have to be even in a relationship setting.
Yeah.
It could be, you thought you were going to get this job and you didn't,
or
you thought, you know, this was going to happen or that was going to happen. And deep down, you knew you were living in fantasy land, but you had hope.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just was praying it would be different for a change.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't. And I think that's what grounds this film, and I think that's why it won the Palm.
Yeah. And that makes sense. And now that we – fine, I'll give it an A.
I'm going to give it
– I was going to give it a middle B, but now –
That's what I'm still going to give it.
Really,
I'm
a middle B?
I'm going to give it a middle B.
Really?
I am, and – as much and guys, this is still one of my favorite films of the year. I love this film. It's a great film. But the more I watch it, the more I don't want to watch it in the future. And that, and I really can't explain to you 100% why that is.
They would have to watch it to see.
You would have to watch see. Yeah. One, it is one of those movies, when you see it, you got it. Yeah. So, like, with Red Rocket, it's so funny, it makes it more rewatchable. Same with Tangerine. You know, all the movies we rewatch a lot are hero movies, action movies, comedy movies.
Yes.
Yeah, because they service, you know, a quick need to fill.
Yeah. Whereas it's like comfort food.
It's comfort food. Yes. Exactly. That's what those types of movies are. Where Anora is a steak dinner.
Yeah.
You have it every once in a while. It was great. Yeah. I enjoyed it a whole lot in the moment and while I was there. But the next time I have a steak, it'll be a little while again.
Yeah.
So, and that's. And I'm not knocking Sean Baker. I think he did a great job. I'm not knocking anybody involved in the making of this film because it is a great film. I do think it deserves the love it's getting, and I'm glad it is. I'm glad Sean Baker's finally getting his flowers, even if it isn't for what I give them to him for.
Yeah.
That's just my personal opinion. I would give it an 86 to 87% B, maybe a B+ on a good day. But I do have, you know, my little issues with this movie, and it's mostly just because I know what this man is capable of giving us, and I think
he made Simon Rex great.
He made Simon Rex incredible.
Yes,
I know what he's capable of giving us, and I think he gave us something great but he's given us better things, and it bothers me that it took this long for him to finally get noticed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, what he did alone for Tangerine with iPhones and non-actors,
yeah,
incredible, man, shooting it just pretty much on the streets of, like, a couple blocks.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And he made that movie feel so big and grand, and it was so small and intimate, but it felt big. You know? And the fact that he can make a movie like that feel that way, it's just shows you his talent. Obviously, if Sean Baker won Best Director, I'd be so fucking happy for him. If he won Best Picture, I'd be so fucking happy for him. Would I pick those for those two categories? No. My pick for director is Brady Corbet for The Brutalist. Even though my girl Coralie Farge is nominated for The Substance, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But The Brutalist deserves that. It deserves that. Just like it deserves Best Picture in my eyes, even though The Substance is my favorite movie of the year. So The Brutalist feels like a Best Picture winner. With The Substance, I'm not saying it doesn't. It would be awesome if it won.
Because yeah, that would be
changing
incredible.
The narratives going into the future. But The Brutalist feels right. It has everything a Best Picture should have.
Okay.
And, I mean, we don't get movies like The Brutalist anymore, dude. The last movie we got like The Brutalist was There Will Be Blood. That was 2007.
Mm.
So I'm like,
what, Javier Bardem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's No Country.
Oh, that is No Country. I'm sorry.
But that's...
I'm sorry. You're right.
But they fall in that same category.
Yeah, yeah.
There Will Be Blood is very similar to...
Oh, my God. There Will Be Blood. What am I thinking? That's PTA.
PTA.
I'm so sorry.
Our boy Daniel fucking Day.
Okay, yeah. Paul. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
And The Riddler.
The Riddler, Paul D. Yeah,
yes, that's right.
Yep,
it's been about a year since we watched it.
More, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a while. That was like one of the...
The end of 23.
Yeah, like, maybe even, like, middle 23. Bro, I feel like,
because remember,
like, we did that shit forever ago.
Well, we were doing Boogie Nights how many times?
Yeah, we fought,
So we ended up doing There Will Be Blood and the one with Joaquin and...
Joaquin the Master.
The Master, yeah.
Yeah, we were on our PTA kick. Yeah, so I'm going to give it a solid B, but like a strong, strong B, man.
I'm thinking like a 90.
90, that's so, I'm good with that.
Like B plus, A minus.
And it's, I would recommend this film to anyone.
But it's only because of what you said at the end. It makes sense then about
the message.
Yeah, the disappointment of life.
Yep,
really.
How life can just fuck.
Yeah.
And you want so much out of life, and you hope and pray and dream. And that's what keeps life going,
yeah,
is those hopes and dreams. Because if we live life like Squidward, life would suck. If you watch SpongeBob ever, Squidward is the most miserable guy in the world.
I've seen it a few times.
So, guys, we're going to go back a couple years, and we're going to do The Flash.
Yes.
Because we have to.
Yes.
All right? So, superhero fans, gear up for that.
Yes.
I am Dom.
I am Jamie.
And this is The Cutting Room Floor.